It's coming up to the 8 o'clock news, and that means it's sport with Greg O'Mahony. How are you going?
Very well, Rebecca. How are you?
Now, I can't wait to get to this first bit. A UK football manager has just been banned 7 weeks for headbutting a player. Tell me about it.
Well, there's aggressive football coaches, and then there's Alan Pardew, the coach of the Newcastle team. I must say, not a team that over the years has been known for its gentle, subtle style on the football field.
They're tough in Newcastle.
They are. There's no question. And their football team reflects that. But the coach, Mr. Pardew, has, during a bit of a crazy moment last week, has decided to headbutt one of his opponents.
As a motivational thing? Or?
Well, I'd love to be able to say it was one of those headbutts that was supportive and empowering and really caring. But just looking at it, it was right between the eyes of an opposing Hull City player. What I love about UK football, English football, is just how commentators in times of real crisis maintain balance and don't lose control, just are able to reflect on a game with almost perfect equanimity. And we've just got a little grab here of commentators watching the headbutt and commenting on it.
Let's play it.
Oh, my goodness me, Alan Pardew! The book is about to be thrown at you, poor Mercer.
I've never seen anything like that, Jeff. The ball's gone out and Milo's got to get it. He sort of pushed Pardew out the way sort of thing. He's got to get the ball. Pardew squared up to him and laid the butt on him. He's gone forward with his head. He's been sent off to the stands. And Milo's been booked. I haven't seen anything like that before, Jeff, from a manager.
Wow. So are we going to call it the Newcastle kiss now rather than the Liverpool kiss? Is that what's going to happen?
Well, it's not going to result. It's going to do shocking things for the birth rate if that's how people start kissing in Newcastle, Rebecca. And I should say it was a powerful defence that the coach mounted after the game. He did say afterwards, he said, "I do recall what happened. I pushed my head forward. Next thing I remember, I was making contact with this whole player. It probably was a mistake." Well, it was a £100,000 mistake. He's been fined.
He pushed his head forward.
Yeah.
That's excellent. It's like I stretched my arm out very, what is that?
Yeah, I think that's an example of an apology that's almost as bad as the conduct.
All right. So on to more sports people behaving badly. What's happening with the NRL? Season started. We've already got scandals happening.
That's right. Game one last week and crowds were down, ratings were down, and people are trying to explain why. It's probably the most scandal-free start to an NRL season since 1971. And I don't want to be too specific with that, but it's been incredible. And people are saying, well, the fans are staying away. And equally, pre-match bookings for the AFL are down for tonight, that the AFL round starts tonight. And again, people are saying it's just because there isn't scandal. And sort of begs the question whether, you need a bit of badness in sport to get the bums on seats.
I have heard rugby league commentators say that they think that there are now so many rules and so much pressure on players that it is a bit sanitised. They talk about the old days when there used to be a bit of biffo and it was fun.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the crowd rebelling against that. If you think about last season, numbers were through the roof. Best ratings ever in NRL, best crowd attendances ever, and the sport was just laced with the drug controversy that pretty much started week three and went all the way through the season. Same if you looked at Essendon last season. Record numbers of new club members, huge attendance, huge ratings for its games, all in a season when the club was notionally on its knees.
That's interesting. Do you think that it's people wanting to support the team and support the game at a time in which it's under crisis? Or do you think it's just like, is it like the urge that makes people want to look at a car wreck?
Yeah, or watch Pulp Fiction. I mean, maybe darkness sells at the end of the day. Interestingly, in the States, in the NFL, the seasons where there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of violence have been the seasons where ratings have been much higher than others.
That says something terrible about humanity, I think. Perhaps we should move on.
Yeah.
Talking again about drugs in sport, a little bit about what's happening in Essendon. Can you catch us up?
Yeah, one of the great ambassadors for Australian sport, Mr. Stephen Dank, the sports scientist at the heart of the Essendon drug scandal and the Cronulla rugby league drug scandal, has just been issued today with a show cause notice by a side of the Drugs Authority. People have been asking for 12 months, why has this man not been interviewed? Why hasn't he been brought in? He's done a lot of damage to two codes. Well, it looks like we're about to hear his version of events for the first time.
Wow. And when do we know when that's happening?
Well, at some point in the next 10 days, if he wants to respond, he has to. And after that, he can be brought in for an interview/interrogation.
Wow. Okay, a little bit on player health. A former Manly great has revealed suffering brain damage, and this has started a bit of a debate about player safety.
Yeah, it's a very sad story, this. Ian Roberts, you might remember, one of the great front row forwards for Manly, from about 10 years ago, has come out this week saying he's been diagnosed with a form of brain damage, and it's really affecting his life. We've Jude Bolton, the great Sydney Swans player, has written an article the last few days saying that he has had so many blackouts as a player, and there are periods of games that he can't remember. And it has started a really open dialogue about player health and the extent to which it's not being put first when it comes to developing these contact sports.
What's the solution? Is it about term limits for players? Is it about rotating them more often? Is it about, you know, I mean, what can you do? I mean, these are contact sports.
Well, Ian Roberts is saying that more should be done to just completely eradicate the shoulder charge and high tackles in rugby league. It's hard to know what more could be done. Players can already get sent off for that. But there's talk of more protective headwear, maybe more rotation. But at the moment, more questions than answers, Rebecca.
Greg, thank you so much for the sport wrap-up.
Absolute pleasure.
We didn't get to cricket, but we'll get to it next week because there's always time for cricket.
I can't wait.